A teenager who was one of five people aboard a tourist helicopter that crashed into Pearl Harbor, Hawaii last week has died, hospital officials said Monday. The private chopper startled sightseers when it made a hard landing into the water Thursday morning near the USS Arizona Memorial, leading bystanders to dive in and pull victims to shore. The crash was recorded on dramatic video. The victims haven't been identified, having been described only as a 16-year-old boy, a 45-year-old woman, a 50-year-old man, and two other people who weren't significantly injured. At least four of the five are members of the same family, authorities said. The teenager was declared dead Monday at Palomomi Medical Center in Honolulu, said Kristen Bonilla, a spokeswoman for the hospital. Two relatives continue to be listed as stable, she said. So that the 16-year-old's memory lives on, the family has chosen to donate his organs to patients in need, the hospital said in a statement. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board have been able to examine the wreckage and are collecting maintenance and medical records from the flight crew, an NTSB official told NBC News on Monday. This article posted by Alex Johnson for NBC News.